The Heal Charlottesville Fund was a fund that was initiated immediately in the aftermath of the August 11th and 12th, 2017 violence and attacks here in Charlottesville. We, as a community foundation serving the region, received quite an outpouring of generosity and support in those early days. And we set up the Heal Charlottesville Fund as a way to receive those donations as we thought about what our community needed and how we would help to heal and to move forward from those really tragic and traumatizing events.
And you're releasing a report today that kind of chronicles everything that you've done with this fund. What can people expect if they read that report?
Our response to the attacks in 2017 was a multi-pronged response, partly because there were so many parts of our community that were impacted. There were survivors of the car attack who needed immediate support and for some long-term support. And so some of the report talks about their experiences and stories. We also had a whole community that was hurting and needed to access trauma counseling. We also knew that our Jewish community was targeted by the attacks and by the white supremacists. So there were some very specific needs that we responded to for the Jewish community. So the report talks specifically also about some of the ways that we invested in initiatives that were really getting at advancing racial equity in our country.
You mentioned how the fund has helped some people who were affected by the car attacks. And I'm wondering if you can talk about Star Peterson, who broke her back during the car attack. The fund paid for her rent, right?
Part of what we were thinking about a lot was that this fund and the resources through it would be flexible and nimble. We knew that survivors like Star, they were going to have changing needs and they didn't always know what they needed at any given moment, and that we wanted to be able to be flexible to adjust as they were adjusting to their new lives, to some of the challenges that they were facing as they came up. So the fund covered things like rent, car payments, supported families with food, and a number of other costs, including physical therapy and chiropractic costs. And we've heard from survivors that, you know, this fund for a number of folks really did fill in gaps and make it possible for them to navigate forward and adjust to longer term sources of support and other ways that they would be able to move forward from this tragedy.
I was a little surprised when I read that the fund was even able to help some for-profit businesses as well. That's not really normal, right? I mean, that's kind of rare to help for-profit businesses in something like this. Is that correct?
That's correct. For a community foundation, we don't typically support for-profit organizations. This was open really to all of our community members. It was our point of view that if you lived in this community, you had a perspective and a valuable vision for how to make it better. And part of those ideas about how to make our region more equitable came from business owners. One business owner in particular who we supported was Yolanda Coles Jones, and specifically her hair salon and expanding those services to our broader community.
When you started this fund after this terrible event, what was the response initially like? I mean, were you surprised at the response at all?
You know, we really didn't know what to expect. You know, we hadn't responded to this kind of tragedy before. We didn't have this kind of public and national attention to our community. But I have always been inspired by the incredible generosity in this community, regionally and ultimately nationally and internationally. We receive gifts from just really across the globe. This investing and valuing in one another is really critical to us all being able to thrive and contribute and belong and make our communities places where we all want to be.
If there's one thing that you hope the Heal Charlottesville Fund has accomplished, what is it?
It's really an inspiration and a message of hope and of love and generosity. I hope that when people view it, they see a community that has come together to reckon with its own history and has really focused on how to move forward and chart a new path forward that is inclusive, that is equitable and just. And we hope that that inspires us all to address that and be able to move forward together.
Brennan Gould is the CEO of the Charlottesville Area Community Foundation. And if you'd like more information about the Heal Charlottesville Fund, we have a link to the report on our website, WMRA.org. Brennan, thank you so much for the work you're doing. This is beautiful. I so appreciate your time today.
Thank you so much for having me.